let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the highly acclaimed suspense novel, A Twist of Fate from Anita R. Fisk, a young woman escapes the clutches of a human trafficking ring. Fighting against forced drug addiction, memory lapses, and unsavory handlers, Sunny Gardner flees for her life. Her journey home is as exhausting as it is perilous. She trusts no one with her secrets, not even those kind souls who helped her on the way. Always looking over her shoulder, expecting the worst, will Sunny ever find her way home? Well, you'll find out in the book Twist of Fate. Anita Fisk, the author, has enjoyed a lifelong connection to authors and their literature. For nearly 50 years, she has shared her love of language with students, hoping they, too, would discover the power, the love of reading. Her stories are partly drawn from personal experiences and from the stories and experiences of others. She finds creating a diverse collection of characters to tell these stories to be truly satisfying, and satisfying as well for her readers. Anita R. Fisk, author of Twist of Fate, joining us on This Week in America. Anita, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
It is great to have you here and to talk about the book Twist of Fate. We'll direct you to Anita's website during the course of the program, AnitaRFisk.com. A trailer there that will explain more in detail the book Twist of Fate. You can order the book there as well. Let's go back where this all began for you, when you decided you wanted to become an author. Talk about that experience and what made you decide, you know, I enjoy reading these books. I think I'd enjoy writing them as well.
Well, I have to say that I did not know I wanted to be an author when I was young, but I did have a love of language. I can remember enjoying stories that my teachers would tell. And then I went through the experience of telling my own children's stories. And there was something about storytelling that grabbed me. And I remember sharing with a student who asked me, what do you want to do when you're done teaching? And I said, I think I want to write stories. And he said, yeah, go for it. And so I did. And the stories started flowing.
How difficult was that to make that decision? I mean, we sort of joke about it now that, yeah, the student throws it out there and you decided, yes, I'm going to do this. But how intimidating was that to like, okay, I'm actually going to do this? How difficult was it getting started to sit at the computer or the legal pad where however you write your books and actually do that for the first time? Was that intimidating or invigorating? I guess it could be either.
Well, I think it was both, because I wasn't sure where I was going with when I put the pencil to the paper. I was truly not sure. I had a character in mind. I had read enough stories in my lifetime that to draw from, and I understood the foundation of a short story or a novel. I've taught that for years, and I thought, I can do this. Just follow the mechanics first and let the story create itself. And it did. I was very pleased with the first novel that came out, although I have to say, I think that I wrote that novel for me and not necessarily for a larger audience.
Oh, yes.
And I learned my lesson. It's part of growing as an author. So my second book, I kept my audience, my readership in mind, and I tried to make the story move faster and have more twists to it so I could capture their imaginations, and it worked.
All of the books we're talking about, specifically Twist of Fate by Anita Fisk, available at her website, AnitaRFisk.com. That's F-I-S-K. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Anita's website, get information on the book. Let's talk about where these ideas come from. When you sat there and thought, I'm going to write a book, you needed some ideas and characters, and we'll talk about characters in a second. Where do the ideas come from for your books?
I think a lot of my ideas come from just watching what's going on in the world. What interests people? What scares people? What do people anticipate for their futures? And I pay attention to what leadership says, what the everyday man says about what's happening in life. And I think I draw from those, and then I know I have to create a compelling story using the facts and the data that I draw from real events. And so, like for Twist of Fate, the concern was human trafficking, and I had to do my research.
Yeah,
that's how I came up with that idea.
Because when you do something sort of rip from the headlines type of story, people know that, wait a minute, this isn't really what happened. So there is a lot of research that goes into, obviously, the writing that you do.
Every one of my books has a tremendous amount of research. And it's while I'm doing that research that the story starts to take shape and the characters begin to be born. And then I go faster so that I can pull it all together. But yes, there is a lot of research to be done.
Once you have the topic, the theme of the book, as you mentioned in Twist of Fate, it's human trafficking. Let's talk about developing the characters. I mentioned Sunny Gardner in the book. Let's use her as an example. How did you go about developing this character, specifically Sunny?
Sunny was born in the previous book called Unintended Sacrifices. Not born, but that's when she comes to light.
Yes.
And Sunny is a victim of circumstances. And so when she is swept into that world of human trafficking, she is a fighter. And I like strong female leads in stories. And I wanted Sunny to not know that she is strong as she turns out to be, but she is a survivalist and she will make it. She's determined. But again, you don't know you're a survivor of anything until you have survived it all. So at the end of the story, she understands what she's been through has been significant, and it will remain a big part of her for the rest of her life. And so Sunny comes to light as a teenager who becomes a victim of circumstances, who struggles for 3 years to take control of her life, and then she does in Twist of Fate.
The book's available, of course, wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Anita's website, anitarfisk.com. Information there on Anita, her books, and you can order all of that there as well. I'm always fascinated in talking to authors with the routine that they follow, especially when they're beginning a new book. Talk about that process, and some like to have a very tight outline going in, others a loose outline, and we'll see where the story actually takes them as they develop this story, maybe improvising a little along the way, and setting aside time to write. Talk about your writing process. Do you work from an outline, a strict outline, before you even start working on the book?
No, I start with just ideas in my head.
Yes.
Until I have words that will match those ideas. And then I just start jotting down paragraphs or descriptions, or I will have been researching something. And then I will write a note to myself. What if a character was trapped in this situation? How might that character react? And so I'll jot down notes. But once I get my story started, then I track every chapter, I track every character so that I stay consistent throughout the book. And by doing that, I feel like I haven't left anything out that's important to the evolution of the story, and I'm still open to the possibilities of future stories connected to it. But I do handwrite my stories and all my rewrites. I'm a pencil and paper person from the old days, and I just feel like I have better control that way. And then I turn it over to my proofreader and typist, and they do all that mechanical stuff with it.
There's something about when you actually, that's you that's putting that word down on a paper. It's not Hewlett-Packard that's helping you, and you're like touching something, and all of a sudden your story appears. There's something about actually putting your words down on paper, isn't there, that makes it seem, I guess, maybe more like yours?
I think it's a connection to the thing that I love the most,
yes,
which is the written word. And so when I write the word, I'm truly connected to it. The other thing I like is being able to lay out 3 or 4 pages on the table and make reference to those pages so that I am consistent, like I said, for the next chapter. And when I have it written, I can do that. When it's on the computer, I have to flip back and forth, and the print is too small for my old eyes sometimes, and it's just annoying for me. I prefer to handwrite.
When you are putting the story together, do you know the whole story from beginning to end and just sort of fill in the blanks as you go in the dialogue and the setting? Or does that sometimes evolve too as the story is developing in your mind?
You know, it depends on the story. The very first novel that I wrote, I created the characters. I put them in a setting. I knew where I wanted the story to go, but I didn't know all the little details in between. And my characters, it sounds silly, but my characters wrote their own story.
Yes,
and then they allowed me to take control to the end. But with Twist of Fate, I'd already invented Sunny Gardner, so I knew her personality and I knew her strengths and weaknesses. I needed to put her in an environment. And so I knew what I wanted, but it took me 3 years to play it out because I would try something and then I didn't like it. It didn't connect. So I'd try something else. So that story was different. My second story, however, The Unintended Sacrifices, I wrote that in 6 months. It went so fast, I scared myself, but it was so good.
Were you able to sleep during that period? And I say that because you sometimes talk to authors and they get on a roll and I'm thinking, how do you shut that off? I mean, when your mind is really clicking, I'd almost think you'd spend a couple of days in front of the pad with a pencil and just keep writing. How difficult is it to walk away when everything just seems to be flowing in the proper manner?
It is very difficult. I think the way I can break away is when I've hit a wall. When I have a character in a situation and I'm not sure which way I want it to go, that's when I know I can walk away and think about it for a while. I'm one of those writers who dreams the stories at night. I will fall asleep with Sunny on my mind in the semi-truck, you know, trying to evade the truck driver's attention. And I ask myself, okay, now what could possibly happen that might intrigue a reader? And I think about it. I wake up the next day. Sometimes I get up in the middle of the night and have to write.
And I hope your writing in the middle of the night is better than mine. I used to put a pad by the bed thinking, okay, as I get these ideas, I'm going to write them down. I looked the next morning and it's like, that's Mandarin. I have no idea what I wrote on the on the pad during the course of the night. With us on the program,
I have to get out of bed because if I did it the way you did it, I would not be able to read my words either. I have to get up and go to my writing table and go to work.
See, for me, that was a lot of work and I was there to sleep. So I would just like, okay, if I can remember it, fine. If not, then it wasn't meant to be. So, but I understand what you're talking about. So you have legible notes when you get up the next morning. Twist of Fate, the book by Anita R. Fisk. Her website is anitarfisk.com. I briefly talk about the settings. We've talked about the storyline you're going to use, the characters. Talk about the setting because that really sort of fills in the rest of the story and gives us some visuals as we're reading the book.
Well, I remember learning a long time ago that Louis L'Amour would walk every inch of geography that he wrote about in his books. And I admired that trait as a writer. I thought, wow. And I wanted to be able to be authentic about the places that I created. So there's a confectionery shop in my books that's in Las Vegas. It doesn't really exist, but I know Las Vegas. I lived there for a while, and I know the streets. I know the feeling. I know the smells. I know the sounds of the city. And so because I knew that much about Las Vegas, I included it in many of my books. I know the mountains, the Cascade Mountains in Oregon, which scare me because there are lots of trees there. And, you know, I'm claustrophobic,
yes.
So I have to do that carefully. But I know that, and I know the feelings that it creates. So many of the places in my books, I have been there, but I took the writer's license to create my own businesses, my own addresses, things like that.
You are a talented novelist, as you've proven so many times, most recently Twist of Fate. Do you like to write do you consider yourself a novelist, and are there other genres you'd like to try to master?
Well, I have a huge collection of poetry that I've been writing probably since high school, and I've had some of my later poems published in poetry collections. I do like poetry a great deal because I'm forced to be very picky about every single word that goes into a poem. But I also like writing short stories. When I was teaching Edgar Allan Poe's short stories, I was amazed at how much information was in just a few pages. And so I tried my hand at it. I've not published any short stories. I'm collecting them as I write them, but I enjoy doing that. The last thing I've been writing, which I find fun, are little kids' books, children's books with pictures. I draw my own pictures and I write my own little books. I've not had any of those yet published, but it's something I enjoy doing to teach vocabulary to small children who are just beginning to read.
Fascinating. So what do you
I do all kinds of writing.
Well, yeah. So with all those options you have out there, what are you working on now? What lies ahead for you as an author?
What lies ahead? Oh, I would love to have a huge readership. I would cherish the moment that the reading audience says, one more, just do one more novel on these characters because yes. We love those characters. I remember feeling that way about J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series. I loved those stories, and I wanted one more novel. And so in the future, I would love to know that my stories are being read and enjoyed by people who read, because as a teacher, I have found that reading is less and less a pastime for my students and for their parents. And so it's kind of disheartening. I have to create stories that would entice them to read.
With us on the program, a couple minutes left, A Twist of Fate by Anita R. Fisk, and that is so true. And it's sort of sad to think that maybe there'll be children up there growing up without that reading books and getting inspiration from the books and the creativity that comes from reading these books. This book is very visual. I mentioned, and you were talking about that as you captured the sights, the sounds, the smells of Las Vegas, and that comes across in your work. It could be a motion picture. If it were, who do you see in some of the leading roles in the motion picture?
Well, I had this discussion again with my high school seniors this last year when they were intrigued about my writing and what I was doing. And I said, I know a lot of actors from the 70s, 80s, 90s. You know, I know the old-timers. I did not know the names of a lot of the young actors because my characters are young. And so they started searching with me, and we found a couple of characters. I think that a young actress, she's a model and an actress named Cara Delevingne, I think that's her last name, I'm not sure, but
yes.
She plays Vignette on Carnival Row. She's that little pixie girl on
yes.
there. But I saw her in her modeling costume, and she had short, cropped, real whitish blonde hair, and she was very thin and deep, but large, round eyes, and she seems tough as nails. That's who I want to play Sunny Gardner.
I was going to say, Sunny Gardner, there she is. She was meant to play Sunny. Well, hopefully that happens and this becomes a motion picture. I'm going to take a minute or so here at the end. Writing is one thing. I know you've been working with Reader's Magnet in getting the word out there and figuring out where you were going to go with your books. What's that been like working with them?
With Reader's Magnet?
Yes.
Oh, they have been top-notch. Every step of the way, they have guided me and worked with me, and because I think it has to be difficult to work with a variety of different author personalities who have different levels of investment
yes.
in their work. And they seem to respect that, and I appreciated that. And they're constantly in touch with me and coming up with new ideas. How about, have you considered doing this with your book? Right now, they're marketing for me the new book that's coming out in probably November, my young adult novel, and they've been working with me all summer in getting that book up and running. So I respect them a great deal and appreciate the work they've done.
And we'll be looking forward to the new book coming out while enjoying the one that's out there now that we're talking about, Twist of Fate by Anita Fisk. Her website is AnitaRFisk.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at other places, including a Reader's Magnet website. So all of that, again, at our website. Anita, this really has been fun. Congratulations on the success of Twist of Fate, and looking forward to talking with you again and future books. Thank you for sharing with us on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. That's been fun.
It has been fun.
I enjoyed chatting with you.
And a quick program. It's gone by very quickly. The book is Twist of Fate. Anita Fisk, the author. Her website, AnitaRFisk.com. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.